Now, the other problem with this thing is, and this is going to open a another Pandora's box that we as equity analysts don't really need opened, but valuing these securities, a lot of them are over-the-counter securities and not exchange-traded. You know, it's pulling numbers out of a hat, it's going to put an item on the balance sheet or off the balance sheet or affecting the balance sheet or the income statement that there really is not a proper market value for. And we as equity analysts, when we see that, we just say, I don't know what it's worth, so I'm going to say it's worth nothing. And companies are going to be investing money in these things, and it's not going to make a lot of sense, and so it's going to be discounted. So again, you've got the volatility of the earnings stream. Now you've got questionable assets being recorded on balance sheets. It's just going to be another damper on the PE. And then lastly, anytime one of these things are proposed, and when I took the CPA exam, we were up to like FAS 90. So we've had like 43 since then. And every time one of these things comes out, there's constantly a fight. And, you know, the analysts don't like it, and the accountants don't like it, and the companies don't like it, and argue, but the thing gets passed anyway. So this thing, you know, I look back, problems we have as equity analysts, things like gain on sale, where the analysts are constantly fighting with the FASB on the propriety of that ruling, the pension benefits FAS, purchase versus pooling, how much should we be focused on cash earnings per share. All of these things, when you put them all together, give people a lot of room to screw around. And having read through this proposal, it's going to allow companies to do more accounting gimmickry, which just gets analysts less enthused with the stocks and drives down PE. So I think something has to be done in this regard, but I'm not sure that this is the right solution. And lastly, I would say that